Kellen's with us in Boise, Idaho. Hey, Kellen, what's up?
Hi, Dave. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
In 2006, when I was still in the military and before my wife and I discovered the Total Money Makeover, we bought a condo. And, of course, knowing that we'd be gone in 4 years and knowing, of course, that our condo would sell
of course.
At that time, we got a 5-1 ARM and we're doing interest only. Well, of course, the price went down and I got a job in Boise, Idaho, and we moved out of Washington, and it's scheduled to adjust this year.
The condo is where?
Excuse me?
The condo is in Washington?
It's in Washington State.
And you're in Idaho, okay.
Yeah, and so it's scheduled to adjust this year, and based on, you know, the current LIBOR index plus 2.5%, it's going to adjust down. My question is, you know, because of the loan-to-value ratio now, no one wants to refinance me.
Yeah, you owe more on it than it's worth, right?
Excuse me?
Do you owe more on it than it's worth?
No, we put 20% down. But the price has dropped. We owe about $157 on it, and it was appraised a few months ago for $164.
Okay.
So I just don't know whether to at this point. We've gone through the Total Money Makeover, and
what's your plan with the condo?
What's the plan with it?
Yeah, what do you want to do with it?
You know, ultimately, we would love just to be done with it.
Yeah.
But we know at this point that if we try to sell it, not only are we going to lose that $36,000 we put down, we'll end up paying a little on top of that. And so it just doesn't seem like a real good option at this point. We don't have any debt. We went through the Total Money Makeover and paid off $32,000 in 15 months.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the only liability sitting out there for us right now.
Yeah, what's your household income?
My gross is about $85,000.
That's good. Okay. You're doing a good job. Well, you know, I guess you got two options. One is you lose some money on it now, or you let it adjust this once, rent it for another year, and then dump it next year regardless.
Okay.
I wouldn't keep it longer than one more adjust.
Okay.
I'd go on it.
So,
you know, in a year it may come up enough that you don't actually write a check.
Okay.
But the $36,000 is gone, dude.
Okay. All right. And that was what we were discussing. We're, you know, do we just start paying a bunch of principal now? Just to get the loan-to-value ratio better so we can refi and get a 15-year?
No, I would save up the money and sell the condo in 1 year.
Okay.
Let it adjust, and let's let this market recover. The market is recovering, ever so gently, but it is recovering. And as some of this inventory burns off, these prices in many markets are going to recover. Where in Washington is it?
It's in it's near Tacoma. It's in Puyallup.
That's a pretty good market.
Okay.
That's a pretty good market, a pretty stable economy. It's not one of those that's just got the wind whistling through the streets, you know, kind of thing. And
right.
So I'm thinking that, you know, and it's not a huge market either. So three properties selling starts to move the needle inventory in a given neighborhood there. So I'm thinking I give this thing a year and see how much it heals. But as far as the $36,000, I wouldn't be worried about it. The question is now, do we keep this liability or not? And the answer is no on the long term.
Okay.
I don't want long-distance landlording.
Yeah, neither do I. So,
yeah, so
you know, we thought we had it all figured out. You know, of course, in 2006, everything looked flowery and golden, so it just didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. So, I think you just let her ride for a year, rent it, and then if you take a little bit of a hit next year, you take a little bit of a hit. We were wrong. The market didn't recover as much as we thought. But I think you'll probably make a little bit. One last note is, and what was running through my head a second ago when I was kind of pausing there, is this idea of sunk costs. And it's a good thing for you to understand and our listeners to understand. Once you've put your money out there, what you put out there doesn't matter. What matters is the future. And so you don't make an analysis on whether to keep anything based on what you paid for it. You only make an analysis on whether to keep anything, whether it's an investment or whether it's a boat. I mean, it can be anything. What you paid for it is not relevant. It's what you want with your future and what you think, what you perceive this item is going to do in the future. And so it kind of goes all the way back to stock investing. If you bought a share of Home Depot stock and it went down in value, then sometimes people sit around and go, well, as soon as it recovers, I'm going to sell. Well, that's a bad analysis. Your analysis needs to be, you know, based on what I think it's going to do, and would I buy it again, and if not, I need to sell it today. In this case, I'm going to let it ride a year because I'm looking at the future, not at the $36,000 that you're going to lose, because you are going to lose some of that. That's just part of the transaction cost of this deal. Hope that helps.